Good morning. Today is Monday, January the 6th. It is 8:38 in the morning, and we are live for Closet Conversations with Cody. I'm excited to be back on the air. As I was reviewing and planning for this morning, I realized that we have not been live since, well, really about 5 months ago. So July, June, July timeframe. And God's just been downloading so much and been learning and growing so much. So I'm excited to come back and be live with you on Facebook and have the podcast and the YouTube channel back up and running to make sure that we are blasting the airwaves for Jesus. Amen. Amen. So as you know, we are seeking God's face. We are after his heart. We want to know his heart and we want to seek his face. That's the only reason we do this. And so we are excited. I am excited. I know the kids and my wife are excited. They always enjoy following along and watching live. And then we may get them in and do a devotion with them. So, just want to do a little quick recap. It is the sixth day of 2020. So, I'm sure if you're like me, you're still getting used to writing 2020. And I saw a really interesting point someone shared the other day that you can't just put 1-6-20 because then someone could go and forge and put something at the end of it and change the date. So, don't know why I mentioned that, but it is 2020. It's the sixth day of the new year. How many of you had made New Year's resolutions? How many of you have said, well, I want to lose weight. I want to make more money. I want to join a gym. I want to get married. I want to fill in the blank. What is your New Year's resolution? So go ahead and put that in your comments. I heard a Pastor Marty from our church yesterday. He said, resolution is when you have Jesus with it, it's the real solution. And it's really puts it in perspective because so many people, myself included, I've done resolutions for, gosh, I don't know, 18. And so we get into this rut of, well, I want to be a better me or I want to do something different. Why do you have to wait until the first of the year to do it? Why do you have to wait to the first of the year to eat healthy? Why do you have to wait to the first of the year to get into the gym? Why do you have to wait until the first of the year to read your Bible? Why do you have to wait to the first of the year to decide that you're going to pray? Why do you have to wait until the first of the year to decide that you're going to fast? And so at the beginning of the year, I'm not trying to stir anything up. I just wanted to have a conversation and get you thinking. It doesn't have to be at the beginning of the year for you to make a radical life change, especially when it comes to the kingdom and Jesus Christ. Amen. Maybe you're not reading your Bible as much as you should or as consistently as you should. There's Bible plans on the Bible app. Send me a friend request. I'll do a Bible plan with you. Right now I'm doing a Bible plan. It's called the 30-day shred. We have eight other people in there. We are reading the entire Bible in 30 days. And so, guess what? I am going to be in my Bible. I'm going to be in the app. I am going to know the word of the Lord. I'm going to hear his voice because I am going to familiarize myself with all of the promises in his love letter to us, the Bible. There's all kinds of plans, praying. I can send you all kinds of material on how to pray that will allow you to start praying and give you not a dialogue or a recipe, but a manual to say, listen, this is what we can go to next. So a lot of people don't pray because they don't know how to pray. And I have all those resources. So if you need any of those, reach out to me. I'd love to help you. I'd love to take your relationship with the King of Kings deeper. That's what this is all about. As I go deeper, I want to take as many people that want to go deeper with me. Amen. Amen. So let's hop in. We're going to talk today about the spirit of religion versus relationship. And I toyed with the title for a little bit because I understand that the spirit of religion, some people are already having the hair raise, and for some reason you're angry just because I said that, spirit of religion. and you don't know why. And the reality is that there may be something that we need to visit and we may need to talk about there, because the spirit of religion, or religion, if we just want to drop the spirit, because we don't want to go too deep into the pool right off the bat, but religion versus relationship. If you do a surface level, if we just look at that religion, it makes me think of organized religion. It makes me think of just throw out the different religions out there, Catholicism, Islam, you know, the different religions. It's religion, right? We have to put it on our tax form. We have to put it on our employee form. So that is what you're identifying as, is that what you follow, but it's really more than that, versus a relationship. And what I'm after, again, what we're after on Closet Conversations is we're after the deep calls to the deep. So we want to go deep. We don't want to just have a surface level. We don't want to just stay complacent and stay the same place where we were last year at this time. If we are doing something terribly wrong. Would you agree with that? If I'm the same place that I was last year, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever, financially, if I was the same place as I was last year, may not be something completely wrong, but we should always continue to strive to be better. To be better, we should be making more money as we continue to learn our skill and our trade, and we continue to learn, whether you're in a restaurant or whatever, you're a server, your tips should go up because you know the menu, you know how to serve, you're learning better. Spiritually, you should not be in the same place that you were last year. You should have learned something. You should have applied something. You should have grown in the area. There should be more fruit coming from your life. Would you agree with that? Emotionally, we should not be dealing with the same emotional baggage that we had last year. It's baggage for a reason. You leave it, let it go. But back to the religion versus relationship, that's what we're after. And God's confirmed it over and over as we've been preparing, as we shared last Thursday that we were coming back with Closet Conversations. He just dropped this in my spirit. And I have an illustration for you that's really going to make sense and shine light on what the difference is, religion versus relationship. And so let's just hop in. Let's go live. We've got a lot of comments over here. And religion versus relationship. Religion says, I have to read my Bible. Relationship says, I get to read my Bible, or I want to read my Bible. Religion says, I have to pray. Relationship says, I get to pray, or I want to pray. Religion says, I have to tithe. Relationship says, I get to tithe. Religion says, I have to go to church. Relationship says, I get to go to church, or I want to go to church. Four examples that really pinpoint the difference between a relationship with Jesus Christ and a religion. Now, you say, Cody, well, I don't have any of those. So maybe I'm not religious. Maybe I do have a relationship, and maybe you do. The biggest difference between a mindset of religion and a mindset of relationship is the simple fact of I get to, or I have to. Have versus get. Have to do something. I get to do something. I want to do something. Religion, if we go back and study the life of Jesus in the New Testament, we see people that are of the religious mindset. They're known as the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They knew the law. They knew the Torah. They knew everything about the Word, about the beginning part of the Bible, the Pentateuch. But they missed the relationship because they completely missed Jesus. who was the Word. If they knew the Word and they studied the Word and if they practiced the Word like they did, how did they miss Jesus? How did they miss the Messiah, the one that they've read about, the one that was prophesied over and over? It's because they had a religious mindset. They said, no, I've got to wash my hands before I eat. I can't work on the Sabbath, even if my donkey falls in the well. I can't do X. I can't do this. I can't do that. When Jesus comes over and he shows us how to have the perfect relationship with the Father, that's it. You want to know the religion versus relationship? Religion is the Pharisees, Sadducees. Relationship is Jesus. I do nothing unless the Father tells me. I don't speak a word unless the Father speaks to me. I only do the will of my Father. That is relationship. That is, I only want to do what your word tells me to do. I get to do that. And we get to do that now. And so when we hear the words of Matthew 10:1, where it says that Jesus has given us power and authority over all demons and over all sickness, we get to walk in that. That's part of our relationship. That's part of our covenant, which means that we can go and operate the same way that Jesus did. We have spiritual authority over demons. We have spiritual authority over sickness. But the religion says, well, that's dead. That no longer exists. Religion says, well, demons don't exist. Or, well, sickness is just part of it. We're fallen. Is that God's will for us to be sick? Is it God's will for us to be under demonic influence? Not in my Bible. My Bible doesn't say that. And so I'm causing you to awaken to the purpose that God's created you to do. He's created you. He's created me. He's created my children to fulfill the will of God. That's four things. The four things to fulfilling the will of God: heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, and cast out the demon. That's it. Those are the four things. Those are the will of God. And so if you're doing that, you are following the will of God. And you're doing that because it excites you, not because you have to. It's because you get to see Jesus's children, Jesus's brothers and sisters, God's sons and daughters being restored and redeemed because they were under demonic influence. They were under some kind of spiritual attack. And because you are walking in a relationship with Jesus Christ, you now have the same spiritual authority to cast those out and to bring freedom and to bring deliverance to the captive. That's what we're called to do. Amen. Amen. So one last thing that I want to share, because we're at 13 minutes. I don't want to make this too long. But what I wanted to share is, if we take off and we do away with just the religion and Christianity, we do away with the relationship. I want you to close your eyes if you're able. If you're driving, don't do that. You shouldn't be watching this while you're driving. Anyway, this will be up on the podcast soon. But I want you to close your eyes. Now, imagine that your spouse is sitting right there in front of you. Your significant other, if you're not married, your whatever. And if you don't have somebody, imagine your parents, okay? You're not dating. Imagine your dad or your mom. Now, if your mom gave you an instruction, you have two choices essentially, you either obey or you disobey. Now, in your obedience, you have multiple reasons why you're going to obey. Would you agree with that? Let me elaborate. So you can either obey out of fear, and I obeyed a lot out of fear when I was younger, because that's my dad did not know. That's how he was raised. So that's how I was raised. He did not know. We forgive them, for they did not know. That's what Jesus said. So we were raised to respond and to obey out of fear. Now, fear is not an emotion or not something from God. Because the Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear, right? And there is no fear in perfect love. And so we understand that if we're obeying out of fear, we're really operating out of more of a religion. And I understand I'm not trying to hyper-essentialize or hyper-spiritualize it. I'm just wanting to give you this example of what Holy Spirit downloaded to me. Your parents tell you to do something. You have a choice. You either obey or you disobey. And you're either obeying because you're obeying out of fear, or you're obeying because you love them, because you want to honor them. And that's the same principle that we have with Jesus. Jesus has asked us to do things. Jesus has asked us to commit our lives. He's asked us to do those four things that he's told us that we just covered. And we either have the opportunity to serve and to do those things out of fear because we're worried of what's going to happen if we don't do it, or we're doing it out of love because we want to serve him, because we realize how much he's done for us. Let me give you another example. Men, how many times have you gone and bought flowers for your wife or your spouse, your significant other, maybe not spouse, maybe your fiance? How many times have you just brought flowers home and just said, it's because, not because you're in the doghouse, not because that you, it was an important day when you met or Valentine's Day, you just went to the store and you got flowers and said, here. Now, what was that response? What was that reaction? If you don't know, you need to go right now and go get flowers today. Don't delay. But if you don't know, let me tell you what happened. So when I come home with flowers, Christiana always lights up because she did not ask me to bring those flowers home for her. I brought them home because I love her and I want to serve her and I want to show her how much I love her. Now, if we were to flip the sides and say, what if Christiana told me to bring flowers home and I brought flowers home because she told me? That's the only reason. Is it going to mean as much to Christiana that I brought flowers home only because she told me? Or is it going to mean more that I thought about her, that I was like, I stopped in the grocery store and said, you know what? I want to get her flowers. What means more? If we have that attitude and that perspective towards Jesus, yes, we need to not sin. Yes, we need to despise that. And we need to walk pure and holy. The Bible says, be holy as I am holy. We need to do that. But are we doing that out of fear because we're not going to go to heaven? Or are we doing that because we love God so much that we want to honor him with our bodies? We want to honor him with our time. We want to honor him with everything that we have. There's a huge difference between religion and relationship. Religion ends badly. Religion drives people away. Religion says, I'm not a Christian anymore. I've done it. I don't want to be good anymore. I'm tired of being good. A relationship says, Lord, you are worth it. You are worth it. You are worth everything. You are worth the sacrifices. You are worth me not going out on New Year's Eve and getting drunk with the rest of the world. You are worth it. You are worth my time that I'm going to spend reading your word so I can know more about you, so I can be more like you, so I can fall deeper in love with you. You are worth it. And so as we continue through this year, my challenge to you is if you've been walking in religion, in a religious spirit, repent. That's it. That's simple. Father, and I'll lead you right now. Father, forgive me for walking in a spirit of religion. Father, I ask that you would soften my heart, that you would take out this stony heart and that you'd put in a heart of flesh that it talks about in Jeremiah. And Lord, that you would replace it. And Father, that I would be able to fall deeply and madly in love with you, and that I would fall in love with your word, that I would fall in love with prayer and communicating with you, and that I would fall in love with serving you. Lord, I ask that you would take the spirit of religion and send it out in Jesus' name. Get it out in Jesus' name. And we thank you. That's it. That's it. Now you walk in relationship. Now you walk in covenant. You walk the no different than the relationship that I'm having with Christiana. I'm going to walk hand in hand. I'm going to hold his hand when I'm driving down the road. I'm going to think about him throughout the day. I'm going to meditate on his promise and his word. I'm going to serve and love his people because he loves me. Religion versus relationship. I pray that this has helped each one of you. I will have this up on the YouTube channel and in the podcast channel within the next 30 minutes. I am grateful to be back. I'm glad to be back. I'm probably going to be live Wednesday. Don't know that I'm going to do every day again. Whatever Father tells me, I will do. But as of now, I intend to be live Wednesday sometime around 8:30, 9 o'clock. And don't forget, if this blessed you, feel free to share it. And thank you for tuning in. Let's close out in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful day. We thank you for going before us. Lord, we thank you that you are a good, good Father. Lord, I thank you for all of the people that are going to make the shift from religion versus relationship. Lord, I just ask that you'd bless them, that you'd make the transition easy, that the spirit of religion would be bound and muzzled and bound with chains and fetters of strong iron, and that they would be subdued by the powerful Holy Spirit that Jesus gave to us when he died on the cross. Lord, we thank you for dying on the cross, Jesus. We thank you that our sins no longer separate us from you, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that your mercies are new every morning. Lord, we receive your promises. We receive your benefit of your covenant in the written word of God. And we thank you and we praise you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. You have a wonderful Monday. We will see you Wednesday.